Lectionary Lab Live is recorded by Two Bubbas and a Bible. We're glad that you're tuning in. Welcome, everybody, to the Lectionary Lab Live, a special Lenten edition. I'm John Fairless. I'm here with my Bubba, Delmer Chilton. Say hey, Bubba.
Hey, Bubba. What? I'm wondering if it's not time we got honest and changed the name of this to Lec Lab Taped Whenever We Have Time.
Yeah, well, here we are. What can we say? We're back.
And, we're back.
We just could hardly stay away. And let's talk about that for a minute, Bubba, because you and I have continued to talk on the phone and et cetera. And we realize we really miss this weekly conversation with each other. And I just want to say thank you for all of you that took the time to contact us when we signed off the air a few weeks ago and took a little break. It really helped us to hear from the variety of people that were joining us for the conversation every week that we didn't really know. And we kind of missed that, too.
Well, and I want to say, just because I'm a cynical Lutheran, we had no plan of coming back when we signed off.
Absolutely.
Let's just be clear. We said, okay, this phase of what we do is done.
Right.
And in the last few weeks, 6 weeks or more, we've realized that we just needed to let go of what we were doing, which we had been doing 3-5 years, some of it.
Right.
And just needed to let go of that and just totally wipe the slate clean in order for something else to come up. And it's odd to me that I called John and said, I've been thinking. And he said, you know, I had the same kind of thought.
That's it. What is it you've called us? The two-headed monster, the whatever, I don't know.
Each of us alone has half a brain.
Maybe that's more like it, but we do think alike. Yeah, I think what I'd like to say and let everybody know, yes, we do have some new ideas. We have a different format in mind. We're making a renewed effort here at what we feel will be helpful for us. We're happy to invite everybody into the conversation, and I hope it'll be helpful for those of you that would care to listen in. Let's talk about what we're imagining, Bubba, as we would like to do. I kicked the show off by saying a Lenten edition. What we both had was the idea of doing something for the season of Lent and sort of seeing how it goes. And we thought, well, why don't we just put together a series of podcasts? We'll base them on the season of Lent. And we'd really like to take the direction of preaching gospel for this upcoming season of Lent, which most of the time will mean focusing on the gospel text, although the other text contain the good news. But we really want to talk about, I guess, preaching, as opposed to what we've done in the past, spending a great deal of time on each of the texts and throwing some ideas out. But we sort of had to leave it short when it came time to talk about. Now, how do you actually use this in a sermon?
So, yep. And we thought a couple of things. One of the things we realized that was the way that we were doing it had become weekly and onerous at some level with the work that we had to do. And we're trying to restructure the way we're going to do this. So
yeah,
They'll be a little shorter. We'll do a kind of, I jokingly said the way they film Family Feud, you know, 5 in a day.
Yeah.
You know,
now don't give away all our trade secrets.
Oh, well, you know, but I know I'm that way. But it'll be less on the time.
Yeah,
you know, we were already a week, you know, 4 or 5 days ahead or whatever,
sure.
But this will be 6 weeks ahead, and we're talking about the text and about preaching and about the gospel lesson and the flow of the season, and we'll work our way through a season together, to set aside a day or so and work through that, and then it'll be available en masse, or you can pick it up one each week that you're leading into however you want to listen to it.
Well, that's it. We're going to put some stuff out there, and folks can join us and listen in and use it in any way that's helpful. A couple of things you said I want to emphasize. Podcasts will be shorter. We're shooting for about 15 minutes for each podcast. Suitable for listening on the go or sitting down with a cup of coffee, either one, whatever works best for you. And just to let everybody know, we will make the podcast available so that they're there in weekly installments. There may be the occasional sort of break. We plan on producing series at a time, and depending on the season of the year, and quite honestly, depending on our schedules. Remember, we're working pastors too. If we hit a gap in a particular part of the season and there's not a show, we'll let you know that we're coming back. But we're just going to try some new stuff. It's kind of like when we first got started. We said, hey, let's do this. That seemed to work. And then we did a few other things, and some of them worked and some of them didn't. But
the nice thing about being your own bosses is there's nobody to tell you not to do that.
That's right. You can give it a try. And then if you need to fire yourself, you do. And then you can always call yourself back to work, which is kind of like what we're doing. Bob, I'm looking forward to it. Let's talk today about the season of Lent coming up. Not that we have to educate everybody who listens as to what Lent is, but more of sort of situating it where we are now that we're well into the church year. We're well into the liturgical season, having, of course, come through Advent, Christmas, Epiphany. Now we turn to the season of Lent. Situate that a little bit for us.
Well, one of the things I wanted to say about it is that oftentimes preaching Lent and myself preaching Lent, I've looked back and thought about a couple of things. I wouldn't call them mistakes. It's tendencies that I think we get too far into. Mm-hmm. I think one of the tendencies that we get into is preaching more about people's spiritual life or repentance and their sense of, you know, sort of building on a kind of give something up for Lent and yada, yada, and take our eyes off of Christ. The gospel lessons for Lent, keep our eyes on Christ and what Christ has did for us. So that's an important thing. And to help with that is to see these five Sundays and the lessons picked for them as moving us from Ash Wednesday, which will have been right before the first Sunday in Lent, and moving us toward Palm Sunday, which will be the Sunday after the last Sunday we'll talk about. And these five Sundays, the texts were picked to move our good friend Joe B.W. Smith loves to put journey songs out during Lent to make fun of the notion of journey. But it really is centered, particularly in Luke, on Jesus' pilgrimage from Galilee to Jerusalem, which is also from preaching, teaching to this ultimate confrontation, and he goes to the cross. And in order to preach these five texts, not in as little individual nuggets disconnected, but to find a way at the arc that's going through them, you have to remember this pilgrimage that Jesus is making, the heightening tension, the movement toward death, and also the foreboding and the four short, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not negative.
I don't know.
There's forewarning, like some bad's going to happen. Yeah. There's this notion, the resurrection's coming. That's what I'm looking
for. Yeah, we are, as Moltmann, for me, one of the theologians I like to read, so helpfully put it, on this side, we are looking toward the cross, and yet we are certainly aware of and looking toward the resurrection.
Exactly.
On the other side of resurrection, once we're in Easter and Pentecost and we're looking back, we're celebrating the victory, but we remember it was the crucified God who brought that for us. We remember the crucified Jesus. So it does help, I think, to keep that focus both
ways. I think the last line in the first gospel lesson for the first Sunday in Lent, the story of the temptations, the line says, "When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time."
That's it.
That lays it out and reminds us the cross is coming. The opportune time, the next temptation, will be in the garden, I put it, not so much on the cross, in the garden, in which he says, "If you can take this cross from me, do it.
Yeah.
But not my will, but thine be done." That, the ultimate temptation is to avoid the cross. And that leads throughout this entire thing, you see Jesus getting more resolute, more strong. In each text, he's talking to these various people about, this is what I have to do. It's this pilgrimage toward his destiny, as it were.
Well, that's it, Bubba. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to it. We will be back next time on our next volume and be ready to jump in on the first Sunday in Lent. I'm looking forward to it, and thank you for reminding us. This is an arc. This is a journey. This is a path we are walking with Jesus. We'll just fire it up, see what happens.
All right.
Well, that's about it for today. Not much left for us to do, I don't reckon, other than to tell everybody bye.
Everybody bye.
I'm back in the saddle again.
Lectionary Lab Live is a Two Bubbas and a Bible production. Our opening theme is The Crawdad Stomp by Joshua Kirsch. We go out this session with the great cowboy hit Back in the Saddle Again, performed by Mr. Gene Autry.
Once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-a, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night.